The western part of the United States is facing an affordable housing crisis. This region is growing, demand is up, and home prices in some spots are up $100,000 in the past year. So, some politicians are pushing for a controversial fix to sell off some public lands to build more affordable homes. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Nate Hedgie reports from Nevada.
Hidden Valley, south of Las Vegas, is an open, dry stretch of desert scrub and craggly beige mountains. For some, it looks like a landscape from the movie Dune, but Kyle Roerink loves it.
Right now, we're looking out at a beautiful tract of the Mojave Desert.
Roerink is with the environmental nonprofit Great Basin Water Network. He says undeveloped public lands like this are really important. The plants that grow here help suck carbon out of the air, and it can also be home to threatened or endangered species like the desert tortoise.
We're standing in primo desert tortoise habitat.
But if Nevada lawmakers get their way, most of this wide, wild valley may soon transform into a massive subdivision about 20 miles south of the Las Vegas Strip.
What we're looking out at right now would be bulldozed for thousands and thousands of homes and shopping malls and all that stuff that's associated with urban sprawl.
That's because of legislation introduced by a bipartisan group of Nevada lawmakers in Congress. It's also backed by the Democratic governor of the state. It would allow the federal government to sell about 30,000 acres of public lands outside the city to developers. The goal is to build more affordable housing as Las Vegas keeps growing. Forecasts say the city might add 1 million people in the coming decades. But Christine Hess with the nonprofit Nevada Housing Coalition says a big barrier to that growth
is the lack of availability of land, the lack of affordability of land.
That's because Las Vegas is completely surrounded by public lands.
Which we love, for recreation purposes, of course, but from a growth perspective, it's inhibitive, and that includes for affordable housing development.
Las Vegas isn't alone. Federal public lands make up about half of the Mountain West, which means they are off limits to development. Now the region's housing crisis is pushing politicians to suggest opening some of those public lands. That includes leaders in Nevada and a far-right gubernatorial candidate in Idaho.
We can either build up or we can build out.
That's Ammon Bundy at a campaign event last summer. His name might sound familiar. A few years ago, he led the takeover of Malheur Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. Now he's a long-shot candidate for governor of Idaho. And one of his platforms, selling off public lands to build housing.
This crisis is simply a supply and demand issue. To create affordable housing for the young and the old alike, we simply need more supply. And to have more supply, we need to take our lands back.
But this idea of selling off vast tracts of public lands isn't popular in many other parts of the West. There have been bills introduced in Congress to stop it and large rallies against the idea, like this one inside Montana's state capitol in 2019. They say these lands belong to every American, not just people who live nearby. For most of the Mountain West, that argument has pretty much put a halt to this idea of selling them off. The exception is Nevada. Over the past two decades, federal lawmakers there have sporadically passed bills allowing the government to do just that. And they don't get a ton of pushback. Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto introduced this year's lands bill. She says it makes sense in Nevada because the state has so much public land.
Over 80% of the land is owned by the federal government. That is unique.
It's more than any other state in the West. And while she bristles at being compared to a far-right activist like Ammon Bundy, she also scoffs at the idea that the feds should keep control of all that land.
If that was the case, our Vegas Valley and all of our other communities would not have grown. There would be no economic development. There would be no housing.
Back in Hidden Valley, environmentalist Kyle Roerink thinks these proposals survive here because of the unique local culture.
There is a recreation community here, but because you also have something like the Las Vegas Strip in your backyard, that often overshadows, you know, all of these amazing wonders that we have surrounding us.
People here don't get outside as much. And when they do, it's more to established recreation areas like Lake Mead or the giant red rocks west of town, not into the middle of the Mojave Desert. But housing advocates and Nevada leaders are betting they'll come if it's filled with houses instead of yucca and mesquite. For Here and Now, I'm Nate Hedgie.